For the first time, people attending Prime Minister Narendra Modi's program in Vadodara on Tuesday were allowed to register online for free through BookMyShow. The Vadodara Municipal Corporation, VMC, used the private digital platform to handle registrations for the event. The response was strong, with all available seats filled within an hour of registrations opening. Registration was subsequently stopped, while more than 42,000 applicants were placed on a waiting list. The program will use a fully digital entry system. Participants who successfully register will receive an M-ticket through their BookMyShow account, which will include a secure, live QR code for entry checks. Registration, verification, entry into the venue, and seating arrangements will all be handled digitally. The system is aimed at speeding up entry and ensuring smoother movement of crowds at the venue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Gujarat and Maharashtra on Tuesday, where he is scheduled to lay foundation stones, inaugurate and dedicate several development projects worth more than 35,000 crore. In Vadodara, Modi will dedicate three key sections of the Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, WDFC, to the nation. Together, the sections cover 326 route kilometers and have been built at a cost of more than 20,700 crore. The sections are New Sanand, N. New Makarpura, New Umbergaon, New Safil, and New Safil, New JNPT. The direct connection to the Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority, JNPA, is expected to speed up the movement of export-import, EXIM, cargo. It will also improve links between industrial hubs and ports, lower logistics costs, and help ease pressure on Mumbai's railway network. With these sections becoming operational, the Dedicated Freight Corridor, DFC, network will be fully operational along its entire length. The Dedicated Freight Network is expected to further improve India's logistics infrastructure by strengthening multimodal connectivity, cutting transit times, and enabling smoother cargo movement between different parts of the country. The Prime Minister will also flag off freight train services from New Sanand, North, New Makarpura, New Umbergaon, and New JNPT, Mumbai. In addition, he will flag off a new passenger train service between Tanda Road and Vadodara, Pratapnagar. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the Jobet, Tanda Road new rail line, developed as part of the CH Hoda Udaipur, DHAR project. The new rail line will connect remote and tribal areas of Alirajpur with the national rail network. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for three railway projects spanning 329 kilometers and costing more than 9,700 crore. These include the Vadodara-Ratlam 3rd and 4th lines, Miyagam-Karjan-Koranda, Malsar gauge conversion, and the Vishwamitri-Dabhoi doubling project. The projects will enhance passenger and freight capacity, ease congestion, and strengthen connectivity between Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for three national highway projects costing around ₹1,780 crore. These include six laning of the Kamrad-Chalthan section of NH-48, construction of additional structures, including major bridges over the Tapi and Narmada, on the Vadodara-Surat section of NH-48, and grade-separated structures at Abhava, Mindhola, and Kajad junctions on NH-53. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for and inaugurate various Government of Gujarat projects worth around 2,600 crore. Major projects for which the foundation stone will be laid include Vadodara Urban Development Authority Ring Road Phase II and a 110 MW floating solar project at Kadana Dam, construction of new office of Vadodara Municipal Corporation, among others. Projects to be inaugurated include housing projects under the Pradhan Mantri, Awazia Jana, PMAY, and a water supply project for 11 villages in eastern Vadodara, among others. In Mumbai, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Global FinTech Fest, GFF, 2026, one of the world's largest and most influential annual fintech conferences. The 7th edition of the Global FinTech Fest is being held from 8th to 11th September 2026 in Mumbai. Since 2020, GFF has emerged as an international thought leadership platform, bringing together policymakers, regulators, central banks, financial institutions, fintechs, technology companies, investors, academia, and other global stakeholders to deliberate on shaping the future of finance. The theme of GFF 2026 is Potential to Impact. Agentic AI, tokenization, quantum trusted, connected, global systems for inclusive finance. GFF 2026 has been designed as a convergence point for policy, regulation, technology, capital, and industry on a common platform. It seeks to build on India's leadership in digital payments and financial inclusion and move from potential to impact. The discussions will focus on how agentic AI, programmable finance, quantum technologies, and other critical and emerging technologies can create trusted, inclusive, and measurable outcomes for citizens, enterprises, and economies globally. With inputs from news agency ANI. Oops, looks like you have exceeded the limit to bookmark the image. Remove some to bookmark this image.